This is The Bird Show.
So a weird thing is happening in my wedding planning this time around that is very different than the first time I got married, 30 years ago?
What, that you're actually excited this time?
Yeah. No, I was excited then also. I was scared. I was so young. I was just so nervous about it. I'm not nervous about that at all. But it was also such a different time for me that Stacy and I were in Dallas and we were preparing for a wedding in Washington, D.C. And I had just started on Kid Craddock's show. So she was handling everything. And, you know,
And that's pretty much, I would say that's typical that the bride takes control of a majority of the wedding planning.
And Stacy, to her credit, was such a great business partner also. She's like, you need to focus on what's going on in Dallas right now. I don't even want your input anyway, so good for me. I'm going to plan everything. So I can't remember picking anything out, to be honest with you, and getting involved in it whatsoever. It's different this time.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it.
You're more hands-on.
More hands-on. We're having a lot more communication about it. I'm not really making decisions on things, that's for sure. But at least we're talking about it. I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me. Here's one thing. And Cassie, grab a mic here also. And maybe this is common. And because I don't have any experience actually having my hands dirty and planning a wedding, she was telling me yesterday that as we're getting ready to get married in Mexico in March, that she and the hotel or somebody that's helping her out with it, she had to put together a mood board for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, a mood board for a wedding day? I had no idea that even happens. She explained it to me. I had no idea that was part of a wedding process.
Yeah, your mood board is basically like the vibe, the aura, the energy that you want your event to have. And it's not just, it starts with aesthetics, but it builds to more as far as like, it's not just what the cake is going to look like or what the linens or the florals, or it's just the overall vibe you want for your wedding. And that could be like a million different things.
And this is normally because we're not using a quote unquote wedding planner, but this is something that the wedding planner would put together.
No. The bride would.
The bride does.
Yeah, because
she puts together her own mood board.
Yeah, because the wedding planner doesn't know your personalities and what you want. Like, you put the mood board together to give to the wedding planner so the wedding planner can execute your vision.
Think of it like a Pinterest board with all your favorite things that you're like, okay, I want beach vibes, okay, but I don't want like bright color beach vibes. I want moody sunset beach vibes. And so you pin all these different pictures. Like, I had boards for the wedding itself, for flowers, for the cake, for the dress, like for the bridesmaids. Each one had its different old like mood vision Pinterest board.
I have been so clueless. So she's telling me that table measurements are being sent back and forth and pictures of configurations and stuff. I thought that a wedding planner, and again, we're not using a wedding planner. I don't know how it all happened, to be honest with you. I just thought that you told like the wedding planner that I'm going to have 150 people there. This is the room we're using, and they figure it all out.
Oh my God, are you delusional?
I really had no idea.
sweet summer child.
I had no idea.
Naive, sweet.
I didn't know that they were measuring things. Yeah. And they're sending pictures back and forth to each other, and yeah, no idea.
You can do that. So like my venue was like that, but then I didn't realize you guys were placed behind a column, and I would have put that table somewhere different. And so that's why that sort of stuff is important. And then you can definitely be hands off, but also when you're looking at tables, if you already know your groupings and your seatings, you want a size table so all the people who are connected can sit together.
Oh, I hand selected where every single person was going to sit.
Same.
Yeah. Like tables, like you guys were the party table and you were right by the DJ and the dance floor because I knew you would get out there. And then I had another family with young kids and I had to keep them separate from the rowdy table. So they were back here. My dad's table was a little longer because of family members. Everybody had their place as far as the not just who they were sitting with, but the actual table and where the table was located at the reception.
That makes some sense to me, especially the organization of who's going to be sitting with who, because a wedding planner has no idea if there's any kind of friction. You got different cliques that are probably going to hang out with each other. So that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But Other than that, I quite honestly didn't really know what a wedding planner does.
The wedding planner would remind you to do that, so you weren't like me getting your literal hair done on your wedding day being like, oh, I forgot to do a seating chart. So I was doing a seating chart while getting ready for the wedding, and I had my sister run to FedEx to go pick it up, which is why I didn't know where any of the tables were. I was just trying to shove people together, and you can't ever please anyone, but a wedding planner would have been like, hey, you need this submitted by this time so I can get these graphics printed. How do you want people to find out what their table looks like? Do you want to just tell them? Do you want them to take a champagne glass with their wedding table number on it? There are lots of different ways, and these are the little details that wedding planners would think of.
I'm not exactly sure why she has decided that she's going to do this mostly herself and not use a wedding planner, but she's notoriously cheap, to be honest with you. How much do wedding planners normally cost?
I have no idea.
I didn't have one, so I don't know.
You didn't have one either?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. So it's not like mandatory.
No.
No. It's helpful for like really bigger weddings as well, or weddings with lots of moving parts. I mean, I did it myself, but then again, the venue where I went, Wolf Mountain Vineyard, the owner also served a little bit as the day of coordinator. So I had that taken care of. And one of the groomsmen's wives is like a big New York City wedding planner. So she stepped in the day of to help with logistics.
The wedding I just went to, they had a day of planner. So they didn't have somebody leading up to the wedding, but they had somebody there to execute everything the day of, because they're the ones organizing people, getting them in the right places for photography. They're also organizing, getting people at the end when, if like we did a big sparkler exit, it's organizing like the cake and the dance, like the DJ, like they just make sure everything goes according to schedule and plan the day of the wedding.
I know things went wonky with your wedding planner the day of the wedding, but Cassie not using one and Kristen using one that was a kind of ghosted her on her wedding day. Looking back at it, would you have changed that? Would you have hired a wedding planner, and would you have not?
I would have.
You would have.
I would have hired one day of, because the photographers showed up and they were fantastic, but hadn't scouted the location. So I had to direct them where to shoot. And I was really hoping they would do that. And I think just the logistics day of, and honestly, having my friend Sarah, who is the New York City wedding planner, they have like, I got some mud on the bottom of my dress and I was starting to panic. She's like, it's not a big deal. Nobody will see it. So somebody there to sort of be like, take control and take the reins. And when things start to go awry, just sort of get things back in line. So I would have had at least a day of planner, and I'm really grateful to Sarah for that.
And you?
Oh, I'd still have a wedding planner.
Still have it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Just hire a different one.
Yeah.
This is The Burt Show.